Agent Bornstein, how do you define human trafficking?
We define human trafficking as individuals that are being forced through physical force, coercion, or fraud in both commercial sex type activities and or labor trafficking activities.
So would you characterize the scope of the problem in this region?
Well, we want to make the public aware that this type of activity is going on throughout the D.C. metro area, especially in the sense of commercial sex. We've seen also several cases being pursued involving juvenile victims associated with that commercial sex trafficking.
Would you say it's rampant? It's similar to the level of activity you've seen in recent years? How would you, just looking at what you're dealing with now?
I think what we could say is that that because of awareness, we as law enforcement are having the opportunity to investigate and prosecute more of these matters, and that's what we're hoping to achieve through this public outreach, is to obtain even more awareness and more tips in solving this problem. But it's been here. I think there's always been a misconception that these types of activities may only occur in urban environments, but they're happening throughout Northern Virginia and the District of Columbia itself.
So tell us about your campaign. What are the components of it?
Well, this month is more of a human trafficking awareness. We want to make the public aware of some of the factors associated with human trafficking, but also to educate parents on taking a more proactive stance in reviewing and overseeing some of the social media applications that their teenagers might be utilizing. There seems to have been an increase in recruitment of vulnerable boys and girls in through social media in getting them involved in human trafficking.
This is something you do all the time. So I'm wondering, is there anything special about this effort you're kicking off now that's different from what you normally do?
Again, there's nothing different in the sense of how we approach our cases, per se, but we do want the public to be more aware. And obviously, if there's deterrence in preventing human trafficking, that's a good thing. And so that's what we're trying to do through this campaign, is to educate people on, one, what is human trafficking, as we discussed, and two, what steps can parents take to try to avoid their children or loved ones getting involved in these types of activities.
Mm-hmm. What are the stages of an operation? Say, from step me through how it works from tip to arrest.
Most recently, most of our cases have been generated through our efforts in assisting our state and local partners in locating missing juveniles. Through our abilities and in cooperation with our state and local partners, during the interview course of the recovered juvenile, several of them have disclosed how they were supporting themselves during the time that they were missing. And a lot of these juveniles did fall under the spell of very convincing individuals to engage in making money through sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. How many folks, what does your squad or your team look like? How big is it?
Currently, my squad has 12 special agents assigned to it. In addition to the 12 special agents, we have task force partners. We have 11 full-time task force officers representing the counties in Northern Virginia, specifically Loudoun County, Fairfax County. We have assistance from Prince William County, Arlington County, and then in the district, we have a contingent of detectives that are assigned to our task force also. And we cover not only the human and juvenile sex trafficking, but also all child exploitation matters.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific job descriptions that people on your team do that's unique to them, or is everyone on your team kind of skilled at everything that you do?
We have some people that are take extra training in some complex cellular analysis. We have others that have specialized training in social media applications. And then we have others that are trained in forensics, in the sense of computer forensics. We also have other team members, such as our victim specialists, that play a critical role in helping us when we encounter the victims associated with human trafficking.
Why are the victim specialists so important?
The victim specialists are extremely important because they assist us in researching and obtaining the assistance needed for these victims. These cases are very complex in the sense of bringing a case to trial. In the sense of like a narcotics case, the evidence presented may be a kilo of cocaine. It's an object. While in these types of cases, we have to present the victims who have been so traumatized and under such stress. A lot of the victims still believe that they have a true relationship with their handlers or their pimps. The victim specialists help ensure trust and the confidence of the victim to help them through the process and ultimately assist us in testifying in court.
Robert Bornstein is supervisory special agent at the FBI's Washington Field Office's Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Task Force. J.J. Green, WTOP News.